Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Well, good morning, Beamer family, friends, and guests. We would like to welcome you to Testimonial Tuesday here on Beamer's own Blog Talk Radio. It is March 7th, and I'm your host, Greg Peterson, team manager here in sunny Southern California with a lot of snow-peaked mountains around us. And I am so honored to be hosting today with the amazing Cindy Parkinson. Cindy, where are you located and how are things going in your neck of the woods?
I am in Utah, just south of Salt Lake City, and we don't just have snow-covered mountains. We have snow everywhere because last week we got dumped on. So, but sun's coming out today and sun will melt. So.
Well, that's awesome. Did you have the opportunity to go out a Beamer snow angel?
Well, you mean skiing? My husband is going skiing today, but I've got lots to do, and I did an event last week, but I'm hoping to go skiing tomorrow. So,
well, awesome. And isn't it amazing at our age, but for us to be able to go out and experience the things now that we're able to do. And, you know, we don't do third-party testimonials, so I can only speak for myself here. But I literally feel like I'm back in my 20s again, and that is no lie. And I am doing things where I look at my fellow classmates from high school that are posting on Facebook, and most of their posts are, I went to this doctor, I went to that doctor, I just got out of the hospital. And that's where their mode of conversations are at. And here I'm talking about going on bike rides and hiking and getting to the gym and doing all these wonderful things and making plans for the future. And I tell you what, it's quality of life. And Beamer has definitely brought that into my world. How about for you, Cindy?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I actually had an orthopedic surgeon tell me that I needed to see a spine surgeon and consider having surgery on my lower back. And I wouldn't even begin to consider it. I'm in a hiking group of 30 to 40-year-olds, and we climb up mountains and then we sled down. And do you know what? Last night I went to a class in my neighborhood, and somebody was doing a little presentation, and she had everybody in the room. She gave us 2 3-by-5 cards, and we had to write down on one of them what our fears or worries are today, and on the other one, what our gifts are. And then she just read them out to the group. And I can't believe how, you know, somebody wrote, I wrote them, I copied them all down afterwards. Somebody wrote, worry that my health will deteriorate and leave me unable to do what I love. You know, and somebody else, I mean, just growing older and getting dementia. I mean, there were so many people that are just fearful about, you know, aging, you know, as we age, you know, all those things that slow down, including our blood flow, just make it more difficult to do the things that we love. And we have the opposite with Beamer. The opposite is true.
You know, that brings up a good point, Cindy. I just started working a farmer's market again on Saturday mornings in the city of Redlands here in Southern California. We used to have it on Thursday nights, and now they've switched it to Saturday mornings. So unfortunately, I gave up my bicycle riding on Saturday mornings, but it's every Saturday morning. And for those of you who are thinking about working a booth or doing something like that, consistency is really the key. It's all right to do a one-shot type of booth somewhere, but if you can be regular at a location, you'll actually find you have even greater success. But when you mentioned that about individuals, number one, I bet you were gathering some names and said, aha, here's somebody that would be interested in learning about the Beamer, number one. And number two, and here's a little trick for everybody, and we'll talk about this tomorrow on Roundtable Wednesday, but my best friend, Roger Fouch, who's a group leader, instead of buying printed material to put in your booth, one of the things he has is what's called a sandwich board. And it can be either a whiteboard, marker board, or a chalkboard type of thing that makes an A-frame that you can put out in front of a booth, and then you can write whatever you want on it. And when you were saying that, I think one of the things I'm going to put on my marker board here one of these times is, how did you feel 5 years ago? How do you feel today? How do you think you're going to feel 5 years from now? We can help. And I, you know, it's simple things like that that will draw people in. So one thing I want to share with everybody, Cindy, also is everybody, you're listening to our live Blog Talk Radio for Beamer. However, a lot of people actually like to listen to the recordings, but how do we do that? And there's two very easy ways. Number one, you can log in on your computer, or you can use your app on your phone as far as like going into a search engine, and you can type in blogtalkradio.com/Beamer, IBDS. Once again, that's blogtalkradio.com/Beamer. IBDS. But actually, we had a brand new distributor bring up to us and go, well, did you know that there's an app on our phone that has podcasts on it? And I was like, well, no. And they go, yeah, it's called your, and for the Apple, it's your podcast app, PODCAST, podcast, and it's an app on your phone. So you just download it for free. Then all you have to do is type in the word Beamer. B-E-M-E-R. That's it. And then you just click on that link, and that shows all the recorded episodes that have been compliant to be able to listen to. Now, I got together with all our Blog Talk hosts, and we were thinking, how can we improve the show for all of you? Well, the biggest thing is when people listen in or look at the recordings, they're wanting to figure out, well, what was said in this one or what was said in that one. So after a show is completed, what we do is we go in and we'll put down, because we're limited on space, but we'll write in maybe two or three words that are key items that people shared in that program. So it helps direct people. Maybe they might want to listen to this one, but we have to be compliant when we do that. So for example, we can't put in restless leg syndrome, but I could put in fidgety legs, and everybody knows, you know, the difference and different things there. And you get the idea. So these are things that we are doing as Blog Talk hosts, because we're all volunteer. But I'm not saying that to get accolades from everybody. Folks, as volunteers and hosts with Blog Talk, we're just paying this forward. This is coming from the heart. This is the foundation of Beamer. Coming from the heart, sharing with others, providing the tools for each one of you to be able to use. It is our job to lay the tools at your feet. And then it is your choice if you want to pick those tools up and use them to help carry them forward, to help change other people's lives. We all know everybody is on their own pace of what they want to do with Beamer. We're there just to help you reach goals that you may thought you would never have, because honestly, the biggest roadblocks that I've had in my life are the ones that are between my ears. And that's no lie, because for whatever reason or whatever events may occur in my life or influences, positive or negative, I had certain roadblocks. And once I realized that all I had to do is remove them, step out of my comfort zone a little bit, and positive things happened, i.e. positive reinforcement, I was able to start moving forward. And this is why we want to share these tools with you to help you all become better independent Beamer distributors, not dependent Beamer distributors. So this is Testimonial Tuesday. So this is where we get input from you guys, your testimonials. What has Beamer done for you? How has it changed your life? How were you introduced to Beamer? So how do we do a compliant testimonial? Well, three things. Number one, we do not mention any disease names common in the medical field, such as diabetes, heart attack, arthritis, obesity. Instead, we can put in problems with blood sugar regulation or a cardiovascular issue or joint discomfort, or I had problems with my weight. So we can change things around. Why do we have to do that? We are governed by the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, and the FTC, the
Federal Trade Commission.
Federal Trade Commission. There you go. Thank you. Thank you. So, and these two organizations communicate with each other. The thing is we as distributors are technically not medically trained. Now, we do have medically trained individuals, but overall, we're not medically trained. So disease names are considered medical terms. That's why we cannot say them in a public setting, okay? The next thing is no mention of drug names or the use of words like pain, cured, treatment. Once again, those fall under the dictionary terms as medical terms. However, instead of pain, you can say discomfort. Instead of cured, you can say, well, it helped resolve this issue. And instead of treatment, you can say, I gave them a Beamer session, or I had a Beamer session. And last but not least is we do not have any protocols or usage tips, because we have our basic plan. This plan was put together by individuals that not only have one doctorate degree, but some of them have up to three doctorate degrees. And they are using multi-million dollar equipment, looking at, for example, intravascular microscopy, which is like if you've seen the green video, that's a $21 million camera. So if anybody thinks that they're going to sit at home on their couch and outsmart people that are using this technology and have educations above and beyond, I advise you put in your application and your resume to Beamer and actually help them out in their research and development department, but do not share it here. Okay? So the basic plan works. It's been proven. We've been around for 25 years and we are only continuing to grow. Do you know 9 out of 10 companies fail within the first 10 years of developing? And Beamer is not only continuing to develop, but we're continuing to grow stronger, larger, and they're going to be coming out with additional items as time goes on. So really exciting times. So that brings us back to Testimonial Tuesday here. We want to hear your testimonial. These are the foundational building blocks that are going to help others, because we have so many leaders now today that listen to Blog Talk Radio every morning to help build up their knowledge, because at that time, we did not have all the tools like we have in our back office and the marketing material that Brad Horn and Jessica and all the people in our marketing department have put together, John Villasenor on the e-learning. We had none of that. Blog Talk Radio has been the staple point of getting people started. So let's keep this foundation going. And so that means all you need to do is type the number 1 on your phone, and this will allow you to show up on our screen. We can call upon you, and we would love to hear your testimonial. What has Beamer done for you? What are maybe the subtle changes that you have noticed? Maybe you didn't notice anything for the first 6 months or a year, and then all of a sudden you started noticing changes that were occurring. These are the things, these are the staple points that may help another individual make the decision of, wow, I want to get a Beamer, I want to get it into my life, and I want not only to change my life, I would love to be able to change other people's lives. It all starts with the simple pushing of the number 1 on your phone, sharing your story, and you never know what lives, literally, what lives could you change by sharing your story. So with that, let's get going right away here. Let's see if anybody can press the number 1 on their phone. In the meantime, Cindy, I know I've been hogging up a lot of time here. Is there anything that you would like to share before we call upon our first caller? Cindy, are you there? Okay, I see we've got some callers here, so we're going to call on them. So
sorry, I was on mute, and I was just going to say, I do have something I could share, but I want to take the callers first. So.
Okay, sounds good, Cindy. And folks, that's why I love Cindy, is because honestly, she is all about you guys. So there you go. So let's start off with 805-406. You are live on Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and I love Cindy, too, and I love you, Greg. This is Grandma Got Run Over by a Pickup, also known as Jan Hop. I'm in beautiful Central Coast, California, and having the time of my life because I have Beamer in my life. Let's see. I have two stories, but I'll just do one. A little over a year ago, we were demoing. A couple of other gals and I were demoing Beamer, and we were up on a pretty high platform, kept slipping down all day, and at 7:30 at night, I'm packing up the very last Beamer, and it's a horse Beamer, and I slipped, and Helena said I flew off the stage, bounced, and hit into the wall on my left-hand side, and I broke my Elvis. So I could not walk. I couldn't get into bed. I had an anti-gravity chair right outside the bathroom so that I wouldn't have to walk too far. And in all that discomfort and misery and boo-boo, I had not one bruise on me. My left hip had no bruising at all, and I couldn't believe it. I kept looking and looking for it every day to see if I could find a bruise, because I was looking for a bruise and it wasn't there. So going from not being able to do anything except lay on my Beamer on the anti-gravity chair and just not being able to do anything to I know it was less than 8 weeks for sure. I think it was about 5 or 6 weeks that I was back to, my body was back to where it was supposed to be, where I was on the run again. And like my husband said, he tells his friends when they ask, well, how's Jan doing? Well, she's running 100 miles an hour as usual. So I was running 100 miles an hour as usual. So I know I got I didn't get immediate relief, but and it took a while, but I was back to being my old self in just a matter of weeks instead of months.
Wow. What did the doctor mention? What did the doctor mention about observing you and what you were going through?
The orthopedist wasn't really impressed. He didn't say too much. He says, oh, that's good.
That's
some doctors
okay.
are that, not interested. Yeah, that's okay. I knew how I felt. And I had to wait 8 weeks after the slipping and well, flying off the stage and for an X-ray. And it was there were no breaks or anything. So I was good. I was very good and very grateful. So that's the second time in 4 years. I've had my Beamer this month, the end of this month, I'll have my Beamer 4 years. Thank you, Helena Bresk. And so grateful for her. And I can't even say how wonderful it was to go to the Live Academy in Phoenix. It was so much fun. I had a brand new person there. And then, of course, Nancy Spitzer was there from Atascadero. And we just had a blast. Wasn't it fun, Greg?
That was a great time. It was great seeing you. I'm glad that you mentioned that you'd had the Beamer 4 years, because I want to kind of get back to your fall that you did not have a confirmation on X-ray after the fall, but you were definitely laid up with that. But that says a lot, and I won't give out your age here, but by being on the Beamer for 4 years, we know what would have happened to the average person. And here, you've been using the Beamer for 4 years and imagining how more structurally fit, I will put it in those terms, you were to be able to handle an incident like that. Do you want to share with everybody how many times you've traveled around the sun?
That's a good way to put it. Well, let me just tell you, I'm having the best time of my life. I don't want this to stop. I want to do this every darn day because it's so much fun and it's wonderful being in the Beamer family. But in January, my niece is from Cleveland, my daughter's from New York and San Diego, and my granddaughters, we all met in Vegas in January to celebrate my 50 plus 35. So I'm very, very grateful.
Wow.
So wow. I know. That's what I say, too. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So Beamer, 4 years with Beamer, but so I was, 50 plus 31 then, and it was a miracle. It just, as I had, go ahead.
What differences have you noticed from what were your ailments in a compliant way then before you started Beamer and then where you're at now?
Oh, so much difference because, this grandma was run over by a pickup and it was 2.5 years and I was still shuffling along and I wasn't thinking properly. I couldn't speak properly. And so Beamer just absolutely changed my life, gave me my life back. The difference with and or without Beamer compared to with Beamer, it gave everything back to me from head to toe.
Wow.
From head to toe.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Jan, I want to thank you. We want to take on another caller here, and then I'm anxious to get back
great.
To Cindy here too. So thank you, my love, and you take care. You behave yourself. Get up into that snow, and let's hear some good stories.
We don't have snow here. Are you kidding me? Well, we did get a little bit of snow, but it melted in about 5 minutes. So,
Thank you,
Cindy, and thank you, Greg, for taking time to help us. Great Tuesday.
You too, girl. You too. All righty, everybody. Let's get on to our next caller here. We want to fill the lines up here. Press number one on your phone. And in the meantime, let's go to 610-823. You are live on Blog Talk. Who are we speaking with today?
Hi, my name is Suzanne. Can you hear me?
We can, Suzanne, and welcome.
Okay, excellent. Hi, I'm from Reading, Pennsylvania. I'm one of Daisy Bicking's crazy. I bought the Beamer horse set 2 years ago. I was so impressed with how my horse immediately calmed down. I took her to a farrier, a shoe specialist. My horse has a degenerative bone disease in her feet, so I trailered her to Daisy. My horse is 1,100 pounds of PMS when she walks off a trailer. She's very hard to control on the ground. I took her into Daisy's farrier shop, into where the feet get worked on. And she was wiggling around, and she didn't want to stand, and she was being somewhat aggressive. So Daisy said, let me put this special blanket on her. Within 5 minutes, my horse lowered her head. She sighed. She licked. She chewed. And Daisy was able to trim her feet. I was so impressed in the first 5 minutes of my horse's reaction. I said to Daisy, I don't know what this thing is, but I need one. How much is it? So she told me, I bought it on the spot, and my horse has improved tremendously. So I rode the horse for about a week, and I said, no, wait a minute. My horse is so much more comfortable. She's moving better. I can feel the muscles working through her hindquarters. She's using herself better. I think I need one of these things. I called Daisy back. I bought my first human set. I have... I've had chronic low back. I have stenosis and scoliosis. Riding horses, loading trucks, throwing hay has really hard on my SI, on my right side. Since using the Beamer, I've had tremendous increase, less pain, less
discomfort,
uncomfortableness. I also had adhesions from an injury to the right SI, so my back felt very hard, and professional masseuses couldn't really get into that area because that SI joint was so inflamed and swollen. And I used to take a lot of the epidural
You took medications to help with the discomfort.
Yes, I used to take a lot of steroid shots in the low back, and it would help, but, you know, steroids are really hard on the body. Since using the Beamer regularly, I've had increased mobility, less pain, increased comfort, and in the
discomfort.
Last, I would say the energy, I'm 70, and so my energy has improved tremendously.
That is awesome. And that's a great, great story, Susan, on how you shared that. Only a couple things is, instead of using the word pain, let's change that to discomfort. Okay.
Discomfort.
Uh-huh. And then, yes, when you were taking some medications that assisted in that discomfort and different things there, and make sure you stay away from any names or anything like that. But just a very general broad view is all you need to say to still get the point across. But I love how when you first started off with the equine, I'm thinking, uh-oh, well, she maybe should call in on Thursdays because you could, because that's the equine. But I love how you transitioned this in to how it affected you, not only physically, but the emotional part first. You saw what it did with the horse, because horses don't know placebos. They only know what's working or what isn't. You saw that effect, and it's like, well, I want that. That is a great, great story and transition, because we are going to be coming up, well, this is our 25th anniversary year, and in late August at the Omni Resort in Orlando, Florida, we have our 25th convention, and this is going to be over the top. So for all distributors, if you haven't looked this up, start saving your shekels now and get ready to get your reservations, because you do not want to miss this event. I'm just telling you right now. I cannot stress enough that you want to go to that convention, because it will be 3 days of the most fun, because not only is the resort absolutely beautiful, but you're going to be around like-minded individuals. You're going to hear stories that are going to bring tears to your eyes, and they are going to be hopefully announcing here our small animal unit for dogs and cats, the unveiling.
I can't wait.
So these are all wonderful things, and you don't want to miss out. So if you think, Susan, just seeing what this does for your horse, imagine all the little fur babies that are out there that are suffering. And here we're going to have the opportunity to be the first in the world, the first in the world to have something like this, to be able to change their lives. And so that's why it's so important for us to educate people properly how to do a proper testimonial so that we can get people up to speed and ready to go, because we are going to be exploding in business and opportunities here. And we want to make sure everybody is polished up and ready to go. So that's
great.
Awesome, Susan. Yeah.
Great.
So how long ago was it that you were introduced to the Beamer by Daisy? And by the way, Daisy is amazing. She is such an amazing girl.
I'm fortunate to have her in my village. I really am. She's very talented, very hardworking. And yes, yeah, so it this August will be 2 years that I bought my first unit. And we had three in the house, but we just sold the loaner. We keep a loaner to lend out to prospects, because that loaner just really helps that person understand the benefits. So we just sold the loaner, but I'm sitting on the fence. I'm waiting on the newest and greatest with the music and the light and everything. So I'm just kind of holding steady till July.
Well, here's the thing too, is just know that our current unit, number one, is going to be $500 less than what the new unit will be for the human version on July 1st. And that's how it currently that we're looking at. Our wait is just on the FDA right now and finishing up all the paperwork. But just know, it's still the same signal, and people are going to get the same benefits. It's just that it's going to be in a fancier package, the whole bit, but it's going to be more expensive. And I know in Europe, the transition, they actually had a huge influx of orders before the new unit came out, because people realized, wow, I can buy this other unit at a reduced price and then make those kind of like the workhorse behind the scenes, because it's nicer to, if something gets broken or whatever like that, it'd be something of less expense than the newer one. And then you can just have the newer one like on display type of thing. So be thinking about that also.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. No, that's awesome, Susan. Thank you so much for sharing today. That's, and all of you guys so far deserve it. So thank you so much. And give Daisy a bad time for me, will you?
No, never.
Thank you. I have a couple of things I'd like to say to Suzanne. Suzanne, I would really encourage you to call in on Thursday and share that testimonial on Thursday as well, because, you know, some people might be on Tuesday and not on Thursday and vice versa, because that was really just, we really, really enjoyed hearing that from you. Be careful of that word pain, like Greg says,
well,
say discomfort.
Absolutely.
And when you were talking, I went, oops. the other thing is,
well,
I would really encourage you to purchase another of the Beamer that we have now and continue to share it until the new one comes out, because there's no guarantee that the new one's coming out on July 1st. And like Greg said, it's the same signal, and there's some advantages. I think there's some advantages to this one, that the new one is definitely different. It has some advantages, but it has maybe, you know, some things that aren't quite the same. And plus, think of how many more lives you can still touch in the next 3 months. Why sit around and wait for 3 months? So just those are my two bits. And the other thing I want to tell you is I went to the first live event after COVID. It was in Sarasota, Florida, 2 years ago. And and actually met Daisy at that. And she really kind of changed my Beamer business because she stood up and she said, you know, we have people who say I'm a human distributor and I did a horse set. And she said, we are all Beamer distributors and we have the same three products. We have a human set, a horse set, and an office pack. And we should all be sharing all of them. And it was at that point that I decided to start sharing the horse one. And really, it has just exploded my business. So I'm really grateful to Daisy as well. But we're really, really grateful for you calling in today. And thank you.
Great.
And we hope that somebody else will raise their hand because what a great testimonial that Suzanne shared. And so we want to hear from more of you. So thanks, Suzanne.
Great. You're welcome.
Yeah, that is awesome. All right. And thank you, Cindy, for that, because you have spurred someone else to dial one on their phone. And so let's go to 707-481. You're live on Blog Talk. And who are we speaking with today?
Pavali. And I got into my Beamer back in 2019. And my upline, who's about 89, had hers for, I even lost track. She had the 3000 and kept upgrading and upgrading. But she had me lay on it occasionally. I felt absolutely nothing. But I got it because I had a very small, 40-pound four-legged animal that had difficulty and was basically checked out, where I tried alternative medications. I used no medications and no surgeries for my animals or myself. And so I bit the bullet and I bought this. And she did this twice a day. I did this twice a day. Myself, I had developed an issue with my hands, which hurt clear to my elbows at nighttime from running a computer 24/7. I'm a very tactile person. I make handmade beeswax candles by hand using eyedroppers. I was to the point, and I'm a knitter, I was to the point where I was using a button hook from, like arthritic people use, but my arms would hurt clear to my elbows at night and burn on both arms. And I refused to do surgery on that. I figured I'd do something alternative. I then also was backpacking up in the Sierras, coming to granite slopes that had snow and had black ice on this granite. I had a pack in my back, bags in both arms. My feet went out from under me. I used the weight to turn my arms out and stop my fall down this granite slope, but did a number on my right rotator cuff. And I'll tell you, I was miserable. Again, a sports medicine doctor said, I'll cut this and tie it here. And I said, why do you have to cut anything? And when I had to get this apparatus for the Beamer, for my other four-legged friend, and I started using it too, drinking half of my body weight in ounces of water a day, doing the 8 minutes in the morning, 8 minutes at night, plus wrapping it around my arm and around my wrist. The first thing I noticed was my arms and my friend, Sophie, the four-legged friend, I took her back in 2 weeks to both of the veterinary clinics she'd been at, and her body weight was regaining because she lost 25% of her body weight, was pressed and basically checking out. And they were going, what did you do? Unfortunately, I haven't gotten these guys into supporting the Beamer, but they've seen it themselves, and one's quite a huge rugby player, so I'm sure he could use it. But some people are just, it's not their time yet. That's all I can say. But myself, I ended up within a month of using the Beamer, pulling bags going across the nation. I got another 95-year-old woman into it. I extended her quality of life for quite a period of time by having it. In fact, she was able to make the trip and otherwise wouldn't have been able to. And it's kind of like peeling an onion, I say. It works on whatever the biggest, greatest thing is first. The other situation with my hands, fingers, and arms totally disappeared. Occasionally, it flares up a little bit, but I Beamer daily, nightly. I sit and watch a movie. I just Beamer on, and that's the story of life. It travels absolutely everywhere with me. It gets me on the airplanes in early because it's a class 2 medical device. And, of course, I have those patches on there, too, and I speak to the airlines about it. I've not left the country with it yet, but I don't anticipate any problem. So that's my story, and I share it with everybody. It hurts me to see people walking up our local post office steps that are using canes and hanging on to the handrail, and it just hurts me to see this kind of situation when it's just a matter of taking responsibility for yourself and your body. And, you know, I'm sorry, this is my doctor. My Beamer is my medical kit, and it goes everywhere with me. That's
amazing. Now, I didn't have an opportunity. What is your first name again?
Oh, Mary Sue. I'm in the Napa Valley.
Oh, okay, Mary. Yeah, I didn't catch it off the bat there. So, yeah, Mary, thank you so much for that. I mean, Cindy, I'm going to let you add in to that because I'm just in awe of what Mary shared with us here.
So, and I don't know if it's my AirPods or hers, but I had a hard time understanding a lot of it. Did you say that you are a sports medicine doctor or you went to a sports medicine doctor?
I went to a sports medicine doctor.
Okay. And the one thing that we do want to say is using it with our pets is an off-label use. Like Greg said, hopefully by the third quarter of this year, we're going to be coming out with one for smaller animals. You know, right now we have the horse set for horses. And I know a lot of veterinarians that use the office pack for their smaller animals. And I have been known to use the Beamer off-label on some of those four-legged creatures as well. We really appreciate you sharing. I love what you said about peeling an onion and how the Beamer, and you know, that is so true. As we have the Beamer for a longer period of time, you know, we might notice one thing in the first month or whatever, but then as we continue to use it, it just continues to work and we continue to notice more and more things as time goes on. So, Mary, when did you get your Beamer? How long has it been?
I started in March of 2019, and I probably
So 4 years this month.
Yeah, and
it's funny because
all out, you know.
Jan Hoff rental. Was. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
I said they're all. I have about six or seven, and they're all out in rentals or in loans, and that's what I encourage everybody to do: is get their hands on them and share it. That's what it's all about.
So that is too funny. I started the last week of February of 2019, so it's been just 4 years for me as well. And I own six Beamers as well. And if they aren't rented out, then I loan them out. Right now I have a neighbor who had a knee replacement last week, and so he's using one of them. And I agree with you. The more people that we can get to just share it, you know, use it, and experience results, the more people we're going to help, the more lives we're going to touch, and the more we're going to be compensated for doing so. So it's amazing how the last couple people that I have loaned one to, I travel a lot, and so I don't want a Beamer just sitting at my house that's not rented out. And so when I'm going out of town and it's not rented out, I will just call up someone in my neighborhood and say, hey, I have a Beamer here. Will you use it for free if I bring it over and show you how? And it works for people, right, Mary Sue?
The other thing
I love that you said is my Beamer is my doctor. You know, that was just a great line.
Yep. And I know we're coming up on 90 seconds left. Mary Sue, thank you so much for sharing today. That definitely helped out, and we'll definitely be putting this in our headlines here for our recording so people can listen. So once again, I think you deserve this here. That's awesome. So we're down to less than a minute here. Cindy, is there anything that you would like to share before I give our final thoughts?
You know, I just wanted to share one quick testimonial, because when Jan mentioned that she fell off the stage, however, she didn't really have any confirmed issues, you know, on x-ray or anything. I was walking my son's dog a couple weeks ago, and he pulled me over, and I smacked on the cement, and I hit my palms and my kneecap. And I'm just convinced that if I wasn't using the Beamer, that I might have broken that knee. I might have cracked it or something. And, you know, my husband's a retired orthopod. He examined it. And
I just came home, put the Beamer on it, and last week when I was doing an event, I was standing on the cement all day. It was a little sore midway through the day, and I just did another Beamer session, and I'm like Mary Sue. My Beamer is my doctor right now, and I just use it for everything, and I'm just really, really thankful to have it in my life.
That is awesome, Cindy. And I want to thank you. I want to thank you for helping co-host today. You definitely bring that shining light to the show. I want to thank Cindy so much for helping out today. And I'm going to leave everybody with this final thought, and that is make rest a necessity, not an objective. Only rest long enough to gather strength. This is through Jim Rohn. And meaning is our rest is so important. Allow it to recharge our batteries. Using the Beamer is like recharging our batteries as well. Quality of rest is everything. If you're not sleeping, you're basically dying. So make sure everybody take time, get your rest, come back fully charged. Let's go out. Let's change people's lives and also on the equine, the horses' lives. Everybody also make sure you dial in on Roundtable Wednesday and also our Equine Thursdays and listen to the recordings because we get to see the analytics of how many people are dialing in. And as long as we keep the numbers up, we'll keep the show going. So with that, everybody, I want to thank you for all taking the time for being here today and have a wonderful, wonderful week.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.